Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Baldev Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 3rd chapter and 31st verse. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Before I hand over the call to you, I request Raj Prabhu to give brief introduction. Raj Prabhu, please take over.
Hare Krishna Mataji, pranam to you and all the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Sri Guru and Gauranga. Here's a very brief introduction for Prabhuji. His Grace Baladev Prabhuji is a senior brahmachari at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple ISKCON Chopati. Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Prabhuji was born in a devotee family. Academically, he has a bachelor degree in physics. Prabhuji worked for some time before dedicating his full time in service of Srila Prabhupada's mission. Prabhuji is spearheading the preaching initiatives for ISKCON Youth Services that trains thousands of young students in the science of Krishna consciousness. He is also involved in innumerable other services like serving on the Yatra committee and leading book distribution service for ISKCON Chopati. Prabhuji is a counselor, a mentor, and a guide to many devotees. He also travels internationally to countries in the African and Central American continents to spread the message of Krishna consciousness. This is a very brief introduction for Prabhuji. Over to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Dhanva Pranam.
Hare Krishna Raj Prabhu, thank you so much. Hare Krishna Baldev Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. We are eagerly waiting to hear from you all the different stories that you share every time. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna. Can you hear me?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you for inviting me. Happy to be back with all of you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya. Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale. Soyam Rupa Kadam Hiyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha. Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam. Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sya Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutare Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prempradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurapishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Am I audible to all of you?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you. So we will take the words from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is 6th canto, 3rd chapter, 31st verse. It's a very beautiful verse.
तस्मात् संकीर्तनम् विष्णोर् जगन् मंगलम् अम्हसाम् महताम् अपि कौरव्य विधि ऐकांतिक निष्कृतम्. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shukdev Goswami continued, My dear King, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is able to uproot even the reactions of the greatest sins. Therefore, the chanting of the Sankirtan movement is the most auspicious activity in the entire universe. Please try to understand this so that others will take it seriously. Purport. We should note that although Ajamil chanted the name of Narayan imperfectly, he was delivered from all sinful reactions. The chanting of the holy name is so auspicious that it can free everyone from the reactions of sinful activities. One should not conclude that one may continue to sin with the intention of chanting Hare Krishna to neutralize the actions. Rather, one should be very careful to be free from all sins and never think of counteracting sinful activities by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, for this is another offense. If by chance a devotee accidentally performs some sinful activity, the Lord will excuse him. But one should not intentionally perform sinful activities. Hare Krishna. So, once again, my warm welcome to all the devotees who are joined today for the Bhakti Sangha Srimad Bhagavatam class. And this part of the world in India, it's 28th today. Tomorrow, we are celebrating in India 29th, Srila Prabhupada's Disappearance Day. And if I am right, in USA, where most of you belong to, the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada is today. So, I'm taking this opportunity to also speak about Srila Prabhupada a little bit and connect with Srila Prabhupada, giving us the opportunity of chanting the holy names of Krishna. Sorry. So, recently, we all celebrated many festivals, right? We had the wonderful festival of Deepavali, the Naraka Chaturdashi festival, which is also the festival where Lord Shri Krishna killed the demon Narakasur and liberated 6,100 princesses and got married to them. Deepavali also happens to be the day when the famous Damodar Leela also took place. And after that, we celebrated the blessed event of Govardhan Puja. So I was listening to one class and I found it very interesting that how Lord Krishna saved the Brajavasis. This is part of the Govardhan Puja event. He saved the Brajavasis from tormenting of distress caused by Indra due to his thunderbolt and also the huge Samvartaka clouds of destruction. So, the Brajavasis were very much disturbed and at that time they took shelter of Krishna. And Krishna told that we have done the puja of Govardhan instead of the puja of Indra. So, let's take shelter of Govardhan. And Krishna effortlessly lifted the Govardhan. For 7 days and seven nights, the whole Braj, the Brajavasis were under this beautiful Govardhan. It was like a very beautiful auditorium within. Beneath the Govardhan Hill, where all the devotees were comfortably seated. Of course, they were not seated, they were all standing, but they did not feel the pain of standing. They did not feel the pain of that they didn't get water to drink or they had food to eat. Somehow, just by being with Krishna, all their material tribulations were all vanished. They even forgot that their houses in Vrindavan is all washed away because of water, rains. They were just happy to be with Krishna. So they got Krishna ashray under Govardhan. And in that ashray, they could feel solace, satisfaction. So a devotee was comparing in his Govardhan Puja class that this Govardhan mountain is there which helped the Brajavasis take shelter, ashray, and forget them all the miseries of the material world. In the same way, today also, in today's scenario, the material world continues to be miserable, right? It has not changed. People have, this material world has changed. Situation remains same. Material world is always a place of misery, right? It doesn't happen that after 200 years, suddenly the textbooks will change and people think, now material world is a very beautiful place to stay. They've always been miserable. And Krishna always points out this, that we can't change the material world. We have to change our understanding of material world, that we need to adjust and adjust our sails as we sail through this material world and reach and take shelter of Krishna Ashray, Krishna's lotus feet. So Prabhupada has also lifted a Govardhan for all of us. Krishna lifted Govardhan and gave shelter to the Vrajavasis. Srila Prabhupada has lifted us Govardhan. What is that Govardhan which Prabhupada has lifted this for us? The Govardhan of the ISKCON society, the society of devotees. Srila Prabhupada has made oasis in this material world at different places. What was once available only in few regions in India is now available in every nook and corner in the world. Not a nook and corner. Srila Prabhupada has given us a formula by which not only the temples, but the centers, the association in home. Now this Bhakti Sangha is one such example here, wherein all devotees can come under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON's Govardhan, right? And we can get ashray, shelter. Yeah, we are all in this material world. We have to do our occupational duties, our jobs, so many things. And while doing that, so much tormentation, so much vajra, Indra's vajra is hit on us. And the only solace is we keep coming running to the Govardhan of ISKCON Sangha, and feel the ashray of Krishna, ashray of Guru and Prabhupada. And then we return back to our material world activities and again come back to ISKCON and take shelter of ISKCON and again go back. In this way, we take shelter of Govardhan, ISKCON's Govardhan. Srila Prabhupada gave us formula that how this ISKCON Govardhan is not just bound by a place. And today we have Govardhan in India. At least physically we know it's India. It's in Mathura district. But this Govardhan of ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada has made, can be replicated. Srila Prabhupada has given opportunity, a formula that when wherever possible you can replicate this ashray. And therefore you find now this ashray, this Govardhan of ISKCON all over the world, accessible easily to devotees wherever they stay, wherever they are, sthane sthita, they don't have to move out anywhere. Wherever they are, they can get an opportunity to take shelter of this beautiful Govardhan of Krishna consciousness. So, we want to thank all the devotees who are part of this beautiful Bhakti Sangha group, that for your persistence, your encouragement, your enthusiasm throughout this so many years that this program has continued, not struggling, but it is vibrantly continuing. And please continue, because it's an ashray, it's not just a program. From this program, we are getting chance to take shelter of Srila Prabhupada's process of Krishna consciousness. We come together in the morning, chant together. That's called Srila Prabhupada's unique process of giving us chanting of the holy name. We come together, we hear Bhagavatam, we hear Chaitanya Charitamrit. We have so many programs going on within this online platform. So all programs are of ashray, shelter. That means wherever we are in this material world, we are doing our jobs, we are taking care of family. And then we come back. And we come back and again take shelter of this ashray, which Prabhupada has given us the formula. So today is a very, very unique day. It's a day of more sadness and less joy. At least in neophyte stage, we can say that sadness is more because we lost Srila Prabhupada physically from our physical realm in this material world. Of course, those who are very advanced can see Prabhupada even now in their life functioning. Like one time, Kadam Kanan Maharaj was asked a question by once when he was traveling on a flight, that Swamiji, you are a devotee of Krishna. Have you seen Krishna? Have you seen God? So Kadam Kanan Maharaj very beautifully answered, yes, I have seen God's hand in my life. And that's how we begin. Before we see God, we need to see how God is already helping us in our life. Whatever things are happening in our life is all coming through the means of God, Krishna. And if we can see that, then behind that curtain, then Krishna will open the curtain and see that, yes, I was there. I was there always for you. So this is how we can see Srila Prabhupada. Those who are advanced devotees can even feel Prabhupada's presence even today. They're not missing. But many people who are neophyte like me, they may feel, oh, I miss Srila Prabhupada's association. Most of us are from second generation ISKCON devotees, and we can see that how we were born. Some of us may be born before Srila Prabhupada left, but we did not get chance to see Prabhupada. But nonetheless, by Krishna's arrangement, by all the devotees of ISKCON, their endeavor, their persistence, their hard work, that we also got opportunity to get in touch with Srila Prabhupada. So if not physically, at least we are touched with Srila Prabhupada through his books, through his wonderful temples, his devotees, disciples. And we are experiencing the same joy which devotees experience when Srila Prabhupada also was there. So this is Srila Prabhupada's great contribution and great. We just cannot repay Srila Prabhupada in our life for what he has given us. In fact, we cannot even fathom what we have received from Prabhupada, what to speak of after fathoming repaying it. We don't even know what we have got. Srila Prabhupada was once in Vrindavan, and press reporter came to Srila Prabhupada and asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, after you leave this world, who is going to be a successor? It's a very unique question which generally any non-devotee may ask organizational head. What is succession planning? Prabhupada said, I am not going to die. And the press reporter was startled. How can some old person say that he is not going to die? She didn't know what to answer, how to question. Prabhupada said, I will not die because I will always remain in my books. So Prabhupada even today is available to all of us in the form of his books, his teachings. And we can access Srila Prabhupada even today. Srila Prabhupada was in his last days in ISKCON in Vrindavan, in Krishna Balaram temple. We know the beautiful house behind the altar where Srila Prabhupada stayed. So Prabhupada was there and he was very sick. That time almost like he was with bones, not much of flesh on his body, and very, very painful condition to look at. And devotees were trying all kinds of medicine and different alternatives. So one Ayurveda Acharya came from Hyderabad, I guess, yeah. So he came to meet Srila Prabhupada and check him. He also happened to be an astrologer also. So he came and checked the pulse of Srila Prabhupada. And he said, Swamiji, can I tell you something? So he said, yeah, Swami. Prabhupada said, yes, what do you want to tell me? He said, Swamiji, I don't understand. You are still living and you have a deity of yours in the altar here in Vrindavan. Do you generally, deities come when the personality, the acharya has left? But you have kept your deity here in the altar even while you are staying. Even we are alive. So Prabhupada, people are watching your deity and they are praying to you. And all the sinful reactions of there through the prayers, they are all coming on your body. And therefore you are sick, Prabhupada. You should not keep deities like this. Are you aware of this, Prabhupada? He said. And Prabhupada said, I am well aware that my deity is there and people are praying and all the reactions are coming to me. And Prabhupada said, that's the purpose for my coming here. I have come here to accept everyone's suffering so that they get opportunity to practice Krishna consciousness and perfect their life. Srila Prabhupada came here on behalf of Krishna to suffer. Suffer for whom? For all of us. So that we get an opportunity to practice Krishna consciousness and get out of this suffering. Srila Prabhupada is an example of para dukkha dukhi, one who cannot stand seeing others' hardship. He will fall down and he will fall upon anything to relieve the suffering. And if it takes even to accept the suffering on one's life, he is ready to do it. And that's why Srila Prabhupada, in a very short span of just 12 years, could preach all over the world because he had a compassionate heart. And that heart was big enough to accommodate all kinds of variety of people in this material world we're staying. Srila Prabhupada, his life was full of sacrifice. Srila Prabhupada was, when he was trying his best from his almost his young age to preach in the footsteps of his spiritual master. The first day of his meeting with his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, his spiritual master gave him an instruction to preach in the English language. And that instruction, he kept it as his life and soul. I was just pondering on this point, that many of our senior devotees whom we take instructions from, our gurus, they keep telling us so many instructions and we just remember there for a day or two or a week maybe and forget that. Srila Prabhupada, he just remembered the first instruction as the very important instructions and he just followed that and he meditated on how he could follow and execute that instruction. His whole life was a lifetime in preparation. And finally, by Krishna's arrangement, at a very, very advanced age of 69 years, almost touching 70, Srila Prabhupada went to America on a cargo ship. So that was like a big tribulation, two heart attacks while going there. And we can see that how generally people at that age, they plan to settle down. They want to just sit down and just relax and count the last days and get some enjoyment. Just whatever they could, what they could not do earlier. Srila Prabhupada, even among devotees also, people would like to settle in Vrindavan, do bhajan, chant, do more of Krishna consciousness, forget the material world. Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan and came to America to preach. And he knew very well that he may not survive. So while he was in New York once, they had a very big building there. And Prabhupada said, well, I am a fighter. And fighter can die on a battlefield. So he told his disciples, if I die in New York, please cremate me or make my samadhi on top of the building, the New York skyscraper. Prabhupada said, there is no place in New York to bury me. So better you bury me on the top of the terrace. So we can see Srila Prabhupada was such a big fighter. Srila Prabhupada knew at what stake he is traveling to America to preach. And Prabhupada not just went away from Vrindavan, he actually carried Vrindavan with him. Wherever he went, he created replicas of Vrindavan. Replicas of every holy place, every dham. While Srila Prabhupada lived, he created the new Vrindavan, the place where he bought the whole Yamuna, the Govardhan. Then he bought new Dwarka in Los Angeles and then Gita Nagari and so many more places, new Mayapur in France. And then after that, other disciples of Srila Prabhupada created many more holy places in the US and many other places in all over the world. So that was Prabhupada's idea too, that not everyone can come to Braj, come to Mayapur regularly. So create a replica wherever they stay and they can access the holy places. So Prabhupada has expanded the holy places beyond India. So this is Srila Prabhupada, that how Srila Prabhupada has given us an entry into the gamut of Krishna consciousness from which we can see a small window. From that window, we can see the spiritual world. And when we peep into this window and see the spiritual world, then we will develop a desire that it's not worth staying here. We were all there. We came here and we are figuring it out how to enjoy, but not, can't actually exactly get a formula for enjoying. So let's go back to the spiritual world. That was Srila Prabhupada's purpose. Give a glimpse of all of glimpse to all of us and to make a determined effort to quit this material world, perfect our life, do our sadhana nicely, and go back to Krishna, back to spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the purpose. One should be so much fascinated by the information of spiritual world that he should be attracted to know what's there. Right? Like someone may first time travel and want to go to a holy place, let's say Vrindavan, first time traveling. Such an excitement. I want to go to Vrindavan. Never had been to Vrindavan. And he travels to Vrindavan. And then it's such an excitement. He's hearing about Vrindavan from so many devotees. He's creating a picture in his mind. And then reaches Vrindavan and wow. And he sees the reality of Vrindavan in his life. So Prabhupada's books are creating a thirst and hunger in our minds of what spiritual world is all about. And Prabhupada said we should be enamored by the information of the spiritual world so that we get an idea, we get an hankering desire to be there with Krishna, the place where we all have left. So this is Srila Prabhupada's great contribution in our life. Srila Prabhupada knew very well all our disqualifications, right? Nothing special in any of us. Srila Prabhupada was once approached by one of his disciples and said, "Prabhupada, you preached to all of us and made us devotees. What was our qualification?" And Prabhupada said, "You had no qualification. I made your qualifications." So Prabhupada also was very, very generous in creating. If Prabhupada would have been very strict in his preaching Krishna consciousness, then we may never become devotees, because we would have not even, well, we would really fallen short of any criteria to become a devotee. But Prabhupada just kept no bars, no criteria. He just thought, if anyone is coming, even for prasadam, that's good. Like one devotee, Prabhupada disciple, came to our temple, mentioned that if someone ate one gulab jamun and he said, "I liked it," we would be very happy. He said, "Oh," he said, "advanced person." But if that person took two gulab jamuns, then we say, "Wow, he is ready for Krishna consciousness." And that person ate three gulab jamuns of the Sunday feast, which means we would infer that now he is ready to even join the Krishna consciousness. So can you imagine this was the standard in which Prabhupada said, you know, that how someone can be categorized as advanced devotee or about to join the movement by the number of gulab jamuns is going to eat. So this was Prabhupada's greatness, the way he cultivated devotees all over the world. One time Srila Prabhupada was giving initiations in US, and one Mataji came forward and Prabhupada gave her the name Gunamai Devi Dasi. Gunamai Devi Dasi. It's proper pronounced Gunamai Devi Dasi. Prabhupada said Gunamai means divine qualities. So this Mataji was very much happy. Such a beautiful name. And she went back and she was sitting and she was pondering, Srila Prabhupada gave me a very special name, Gunamai, divine qualities. And she was thinking within her heart, maybe because I have a lot of good qualities, therefore I got a special name from Prabhupada and I'm special. Such kind of things cross sometimes the mind of all of us. So she thought like that for some time, and then finally she got an opportunity to meet Prabhupada. And she asked Prabhupada, "Why you gave me the name Gunamai Devi Dasi? Any special about that?" She wanted to get some internal information. And Prabhupada said, "Well, I don't know." So they announce your name that you are from Laguna Beach. So Laguna. So I give Gunamai Devi Dasi. And she was so surprised that Prabhupada could be really so straightforward and give Gunamai because Laguna. So this is how we can see. The Mataji recollects that, you know, I was thinking I am very special, so I got this name. But I came to know Prabhupada, I did not consider anyone in special. Just that you are chanting Hare Krishna, then you are special. You continue to chant, you continue to serve. That makes you special, and nothing special about us. One devotee was in, Prabhupada was in Mayapa in Malaysia. For the first visit of Malaysia, not very many devotees were there. So there was one place which they got from one very successful businessman who was very favorable to ISKCON. So he gave his home where Prabhupada stayed for 2-3 days. Prabhupada was about to leave the next day to, I guess, Australia or something from there. So Prabhupada was about to travel in the airplane. So one devotee was in the kitchen and he thought, "Let Prabhupada, since he's traveling, I'll cook some nice prasadam snacks for him." So the person, the devotee, was cooking samosas for Prabhupada. And so Prabhupada was upstairs in the first floor. So he got the fragrance of samosas. So he came down looking what's going on. So in the kitchen, he saw hot samosas being fried. So Prabhupada said, "Hot samosas." And Prabhupada poked one samosa and the heat came out. Prabhupada took the samosas and broke it and started eating. And this devotee was very happy. Prabhupada is eating samosas. Prabhupada ate one samosa, the second samosa also was there. And Prabhupada ate that also. So this devotee asked Prabhupada, "This is for your flight." So Prabhupada said, "So what? I'm going to eat whether I eat in a flight or now. That's wrong." So this devotee was very happy, and devotee was thinking in his mind that maybe Prabhupada likes my samosa so much that he just cannot wait till the flight takes off. He is eating right now here only. I'm sorry. So he asked Prabhupada, the devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, who is your best cook? So with the whole idea that Prabhupada may say, you know, you are my best cook. You cook samosas so nicely. So Prabhupada said, eating the samosa, my best cook is me. I cook nicely. So immediately the devotee became very small. Prabhupada brought him back to what exactly he belongs to, he or she belongs to. So there are many ways which we can see that Prabhupada is actually doing everything. Prabhupada is inspiring all of us to become good devotees. And whatever we are doing, little bit here and there, it's all inspired by Srila Prabhupada and his disciples and devotees who are inspiring all of us. So, Prabhupada, even though Prabhupada was very much careful in bringing the devotees to their understanding of who they are, Prabhupada at times also glorified devotees. Prabhupada would say many times that all of you have been sent by my spiritual master. I'm an old man. What I will do? So my guru has sent all of you young men and women to come and help me. And you are all doing everything. I'm just taking rest and just giving some few lectures. And I'm getting credit. So Prabhupada even said that also for his disciples and devotees. So this was Srila Prabhupada, that how when time came, he gave all the credit to his disciples. And when time came, he also brought them to the original understanding of that there was no qualification they had. Everything came because of his desire to preach and spread the mission of his spiritual master. So, so now, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, we have got a unique opportunity in ISKCON to practice Krishna consciousness. Recently, I was hearing one nice class where one devotee asked a beautiful question to His Grace Chananivas Prabhu, the head pujari of ISKCON Mayapur. And he was mentioning, Prabhu, what can I do? There are so many problems. And what should we pray to Krishna? How should we perfect our life? So when he was speaking all this, then Chananivas Prabhu was like very grave when he was mentioning what problem. You mentioned to him, do you have these three things? He asked him, do you have Guru? Yes. Do you have holy name? Yes. And do you have service in ISKCON? He said, yes. So if these three things are there, what else you need? These three things are enough to take you back to Godhead. You have the keys with you. Holy name is with you. Your Guru is with you. And the third one is the service of ISKCON which you have, of devotees. These three things you're carrying, that three things you continue and you'll achieve perfection. You're already on the path of perfection. You're going to achieve perfection. So what do you want more? Why you are thinking that when you'll achieve perfection? You'll achieve perfection. I just give an example of how one devotee may go to Vrindavan first time and he's anticipating what Vrindavan. He has heard about Vrindavan. He's excited to go to Vrindavan. But that devotee goes to JFK airport and he is now sitting in the flight. The flight is not yet taken off. It's still on the ground. So now that devotee may say to other devotee, oh, I want to go to Vrindavan now. I want to go to Vrindavan now. I want to go to Vrindavan now. And devotee said, don't worry. You'll reach Vrindavan. Just keep sitting in the plane. You already have the ticket with you. And you already boarded the plane. Just sit there. This flight will land you in Delhi. And from Delhi, you'll take a vehicle and reach Vrindavan. So Chananivas Prabhu was indicating through this example, if with these three things we already have, we have the flight ticket, we have already boarded that flight. All we need to do is continue using those three things which we have. Be grateful for that, utilize it fully, and we will reach, achieve perfection. And Chananivas Prabhu mentioned a very beautiful point. He said, yes, now you may ask, so what should we pray to Krishna if we have everything? So he said, you should pray to Krishna, oh Krishna, now that by good fortune, I have got these three things. The holy name, my spiritual master, and service. We should pray to Krishna, oh Krishna, how can I share these three wonderful things with all those people who do not have these three things? That should be our worry, he said. Our worry should not be what will happen to me. You already got a chance. You already have the key with you. Now, our worry should be that many people are there in this material world. They don't have this key, these three keys. How can I share this key with them? That should be our worry. And that should be how we should always aspire to give others what great mercy we have received in our life. Now someone may ask, but Prabhu, there are still problems in this material world. There are so many problems in this material. How can we not see this economic?
Georgie, are you making something for Goto?
We are in this material world and problems are still happening. Some devotee may say, Prabhu, how can we unlook that? So I remember one very nice class, one devotee gave a very beautiful class. Very humorous, but very, very, very much effective in our Krishna consciousness. He said that when someone tells us, how are you? Generally, we, in a very simple language in English, I am fine. Simple words, I am fine. How are you? I am fine. So when we are happy, when we are doing good, I am fine. But someone asks you, how are you? Then we are really depressed. How can you say we are fine? But if you say, I am fine. But inside there is no fineness there. She was mentioning that in this material world, situation will always be there, that I'll be fine and I'll not be fine. But with smile, we should always say, I am fine when we are happy in this material world. And when there is no happiness in this material world, we're going through difficult situations, we should say happily, I am paying fine. Right? I am fine and I'm paying fine. Yeah, in material world, we're all paying fine for all the karmas we have done here. All the good and bad karmas we have to encash and withdraw and deposit. And yes, so while in material world, Prabhupada said that there is problem and we cannot solve the problem, Prabhupada said, tolerate the problem. When you can't do it anything, just tolerate. That's what Krishna told to Arjuna. Arjuna told Krishna that, oh Krishna, you're saying everyone is spirit, soul, part and parcel of you. They're not the body, but Krishna, I'm going to kill my relatives. Bhishma is going to get killed by my arrows. So many of my relatives will get killed by my arrows. How can I not cry? How can I do that? Prabhupada said, yes, they will die by your arrows. And if you cannot do anything, then just tolerate that, because that's your duty. You do it. So in the execution of our duty in the material world, situations are good for us, situations are bad for us. When it's good for us, I am fine. When it's bad for us, I'm paying fine. Happily, we should execute our Krishna consciousness, keep moving, because we have those three keys: Harinam, Seva, and Guru. So, in today's purport, Srila Prabhupada speaks about the glory of the holy name. One of the most important gifts of Srila Prabhupada, as you mentioned, three keys is holy name, Harinam. Right? Kale Doshani Dhe Rajan Asti Eka Mahan Guna. Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Rajet. Kaler Dosha Nidhe Raj. This Kaliyuga is the ocean of faults. Kaliyuga is not a river of faults. Kaliyuga is not pond of faults. Kaliyuga is not a compilation of some little compilation of faults. It is the ocean of faults. Kaler Dosha Nidhe. Nidhe means ocean. So very difficult to overcome this Kali Yuga, because what will you overcome? We can overcome one or two faults. It's an ocean of faults. How can we overcome? But asti ek mahan. Kirtana deva Krishnasya. Krishna has given his kirtan, his holy name. And that mukta sangha param rajit. Yes, that holy name can deliver you from this ocean of faults. Lift you and deliver you, take you all the way from there. So, just an example for those who are staying in USA. Next to USA is the Arctic Ocean, right? So Arctic Ocean is actually the smallest of all oceans in this entire Earth planet. But this Arctic Ocean is 1.5 times bigger than America. So even though this Arctic Ocean is very small and insignificant compared to Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, but still it is bigger than America, which itself is a big country. So we can see that if we analyze that whole thing, that even if Kaliyuga is an ocean of fault, Kaliyuga is an ocean of fault, but beyond that ocean is another big ocean. And in front of that ocean, this Kaliyuga is insignificant. And that ocean is He Krishna Karuna Sindhu. Sindhu means ocean. The ocean of kindness is Krishna. Yes, Kaliyuga is quite big. But compared to Krishna, it is insignificant. And that same Krishna, to help us overcome this ocean of fault, has given his own self in the form of his holy name. But he has not just given us holy name. He has not said, this holy name is me, take. In fact, he has said, Namna Makari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. Krishna has empowered his holy name much more powerful way than any other process he has given us earlier. This holy name is as good as Krishna. In fact, it is much more bigger than Krishna, because Krishna is not easily accessible in Kali Yuga. But same Krishna is very, very easily accessible in the form of his holy name. Anytime we can chant, anytime we can access and deliver ourselves from him, the help of holy name. So this holy name is Krishna's most powerful formula for all of us. And through this holy name, we can easily overcome the ocean of these faults. So just like Krishna, he has many incarnations, many in almost all the ages, the four yugas, he comes as Yuga Avatar and gives the process of Yuga Dharma. But when it comes to Lord Chaitanya, we say it's the most munificent incarnation of Lord Krishna. So Lord Krishna comes and he projects his incarnation in different yugas. But in Kali Yuga, once in a day of Brahma, when Lord Krishna himself comes in Dwapara, the next Kali Yuga he comes as the most ever manifestation of his form in his material world, the most munificent, the most merciful. That means he has not come anything anytime beyond this level. He has crossed all levels. It's like sometimes there's Diwali sale. In India, they call Diwali sale. They just open up the whole shop, bumper sale, 50%, 60% discount. Never ever you have seen a sale like that. Before Diwali, they have this Amazon and Flipkart. They give us big sales. You know, never ever in the history I have done that. So never ever in the history Lord Krishna has come in this munificent form as Lord Chaitanya. And never ever in the history Lord Chaitanya has given us such a process, so down to earth, so easy, and anyone can take it up and he can deliver us from this ocean of faults. And that is the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, yes, we have so many faults, and with all our faults we chant the holy name, right? So Krishna is also very compassionate, very kind. He understands that we are chanting with all our faults. But he also is looking at, are we feeling guilt about that? That's a very important thing, feeling guilt. When you feel guilt that I am not able to chant properly, right? And I want to chant without offenses. Then if that guilt is there, then there is a regret that I'm not able to do it. And then because of the regret, we try, we pray, make an endeavor to do something. In the endeavor, we may make a minuscule progress, but at least we are thinking, oh, I'm not doing it fine. I should do it better. So there is a chance for improvement. But if someone is thinking, oh, I am like this, this is what I am, I'll chant like this, what can I do? Krishna has to accept me, my guru has to accept me like that. So there is no guilt feeling. There is no guilt feeling, there is no regret. There is no regret, then there is no chance of improvement. There is no even endeavor to improve. So Prabhupada is saying in his purport that sinful activities may come suddenly in our life, but they should not be intentional. They should be out of something more that suddenly happens and we are very feeling guilty, we regret, we endeavor that we don't do that same mistake again. We are working, the work in progress. But someone sits down and says, now I have a holy name, my guru is very merciful, Prabhupada is merciful, he has said, you catch my dhoti, I'll take you. So I'm going to catch Prabhupada's dhoti, and for that time till I catch Prabhupada's dhoti, I'm going to live like anything. I don't care. I know that I'm not chanting properly. I'm not even chanting my rounds. And I many times I find fault with devotees. But this is what I am. You know, I'm open. Sometimes devotees give explanation for their fault-finding mentality, for their anarthas. They say, I am open person, you know, I am what I am as it is. I am honest. In the name of honesty, then we make offenses, we commit sinful activities. But we are honest to be sinners, not honest. We are not honest to be very a sadhaka who has to endeavor, be feeling guilt about this activity of sinful activity, and the sinful activities we may commit, regret, and then progress in our life. So there are, in this way, even though we have such a beautiful access to the golden opportunity to perfect our life through this very process of chanting Hare Krishna, yet we should be very careful that we don't commit sinful activities more, and in this way strangle our growth. Prabhupada would give example of an elephant bathing in the river. He bathes very meticulously and then comes out and sprinkles or spreads dust on his body and becomes more dirty. Kunjera sauchavat. So, yes, while we are there in this Krishna consciousness movement, accessing the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, which is available to each and every person in this ISKCON movement, we should also be very careful. We should be very careful of how we also be very much sensitive to the way we interact with devotees, and we execute our Krishna consciousness in a serious way, in a very sincere way, avoid offenses to devotees, and as much as possible be always progressive in Krishna consciousness. So we should be conscious of Krishna, and we should be conscious of all the problems which we may face because of our past conditionings, which Maya, the illusory energy, will put in front of us. So there are many more things which we can speak and we can discuss today, but time is not in our favor right now. So we will end our presentation here. We open it for more discussions. Any comments or any questions? Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, discipline and stay ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu Dhanava Pranam to you. Thank you so much, Prabhu. What a beautiful class. What was the better thing to speak today other than Srila Prabhupada's pastimes? So many beautiful pastimes you narrated, Prabhu. I loved how you said Srila Prabhupada gave us this Govardhan of ISKCON, which is certainly still flourishing and will flourish for another thousands of years to come. And I loved the pastimes that you narrated, Prabhu, especially the Gulab Jamun, you know, one eats one. And how Prabhupada says about the Laguna Beach to the Mataji. So many beautiful pastime of Srila Prabhupada. So many. We can continue talking about them and just relishing, keep relishing them, keep. And they seem always like new, always. You can have a smile with Srila Prabhupada, right, live with you. You know? So it's so beautiful when we talk about our founder Acharya. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Amazing class, Prabhu. Very, very inspiring, Prabhu. Very inspiring. Thank you, Prabhu.
You're also amazing. All amazing that you're hearing every single day coming together. I don't know how many participants are here today.
Prabhu, this is all...
There's 42 windows. Mine is one. So 42 windows there and many devotees. So thank you for coming. Good morning.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for coming on the call and enlightening us. This is all about our founder, Her Grace Shyama Gauri Mataji. See, she made this group, and every morning, Prabhu, like you, there are so many other Vaishnavas, so many other exalted senior devotees who come, Prabhu, and you know, they just enlighten us, because many times we miss the things, and many times we are disconnected, especially living in America, Canada, wherever we are. Life is so busy, Prabhu. It's so just go, go, go. And, you know, morning time when we relish Srimad Bhagavatam, it just calms us down and just connects us back to Krishna, Prabhu. Every morning this happens, Prabhu. So this is very amazing. So thank you, Prabhu, for coming on the call. And thanks for all the Vaishnavas. So many exalted devotees are coming every morning, every single morning, to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam, on different topics of Adhyatma, of, you know, devotional services. So we can just be connected to where we belong actually from, not from this world. So thank you, Prabhu. Dear devotees, if anybody has any questions, any realizations for Prabhuji, please go ahead. Our very senior devotee, His Grace Palana and Prabhu. Prabhuji, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Ardas, Prabhu. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak. And my Dhanvat Pranam to Baldev Das Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas and Mataji. This was an excellent class. And, you know, especially Laguna Beach, where I sometimes go. one time I went there and we had a very nice prasadam. You know, there's a small garden outside, just a seafront there. We really felt like we are in Vaikunth. Prabhupada used to say in Mayapur, Vaikunth breezes, you know, the air and all that. So it was so nice. Thank you very much for this. Another thing which, you know, I heard from Sripad Radha Govind Swami sometimes backwards about chanting. You know, he says we always chant and we say Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Radha, Srivasa Guru Bhaktivinoda, then we start chanting. And he says we should also remember one sloka of six astakam, Trunadapi Sunichena, Tarori Vasarishana, Amanina Mandela, Kirtanya. This is where, you know, I chant these 16 times at least once in a, whenever I chant this, I speak this slok and then chant the round. And then I say, so at least 16 times I remind myself that I am actually a Trunadapi Sunichena, you know, and I'm really, I'm not that tolerant like a tree. But I should like that. And then my chanting will become, you know, very, very effective. So this is one thing which I realized, you know, in connection with today's threefold formula, which you gave Harinam, Guru and service. So service I do is, you know, distributing books, which we have been doing here in Las Vegas for last 20 years or so. So, you know, so this was really very inspiring for us. Another thing you said about, you know, that we should do the little service. Srila Prabhupada was like a sun, you know, all over the world. He has spread the Srimad Bhagavatam message. But, you know, we are very little compared to that. And Sripad Radha Govind Swami, when he ran lecture, he was quoting Rabindranath Tagore's poem. And he says that, you know, the sun is setting in the west and the sun is asking, now I'm going away. Who is going to take care of this darkness which will be over the world? And then, you know, nobody came forward because sun is so you know, powerful. So after that, a small ghee lamp came. He says, oh, Prabhu, you are so great. And, you know, I cannot be anything compared to, but I'll do little prakash, little lightning in my small room here. And, you know, then the sun god was so pleased with him. Similarly, we should do very little, whatever little we can do. Even give one book to some XYZ. It's really proud, but I'm sure his life will change somewhere like that. So this is little reflection I have, Prabhuji. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak. And then with pranam to everyone. Hari Bol.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Palananda Prabhu. So true. That is the problem, that Amanina Manadena is not coming. And certainly, Prabhu, you are very inspiring. If we certainly give book to someone, it gives so much pleasure. When I did that first time, I bought like 100 Bhagavad Gita and I was just giving it to someone. But first time I went really stopped someone on the street asking a white person to get a book. And when he got it, it was so beautiful. The bliss is not explainable. It's I can't explain it. So thank you so much, Lalan Guru. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Bhakti Prada Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanavad Pranam. Dhanavad Pranam to Vaishnavas on the call. Yeah. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for the class. It is very nice to hear on the day of disappearance, day of Prabhupada. Prabhuji, I have a small question, but it is complicated for me. Actually, Prabhuji, I visited some devotees' home. They have Shaligram at their home and some have like lotus feet of Prabhupada or their Gurudev. So by seeing that, I am having a greed of having them, like having Shaligram or lotus feet. So is it good greed to have, because to have Shaligram is not a simple thing, because Shaligram Maharaj is Swayam Bhagwan, so in a Shularup. So even that Mataji is insisting, you take, I will get it for you. They are from Gandaki River, Nepal. So like how to deal with this? These are the greeds. I understand we are not that much qualified to, but still there is a greed in the heart to have Shaligram Maharaj. We have deities, we have Harinam, even though still I want to have kind of thing I have now. So how to deal with this? Can you please guide me?
Thank you for this nice question. I think so many of the devotees at this present moment of ISKCON may have this kind of greed like yours.
So with whatever little experience I have of preaching and some little whatever I heard from devotees and from Srila Prabhupada's books, is that the lotus feet of Guru and Srila Prabhupada, well, that's not bad. Nothing wrong in that. You can definitely have it. I don't know where it is available. You have to contact devotees. Lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada is very nice to keep. And in temple also, when Prabhupada deities are there, then they keep just in front of Prabhupada's lotus feet. So I think I have seen many devotees home having Prabhupada's lotus feet. Regarding Guru's lotus feet, then that's your personal thing. You have to talk to your Guru because he has to stand on that, right? And then it becomes lotus feet. I don't know whether you have Guru Maharaj's mold is ready somewhere, then you can access that. So that's your personal thing. So Guru Maharaj and Prabhupada, so that's, you can go ahead with that. But regarding Shaligram, yeah, Shaligram means, I heard once Gopal Krishna Maharaj Japatagama mentioned. Shaligram Shila means, you serve nicely, 10,000 times you get benefit. You serve wrongly, 10,000 times more offenses. So that's how Shaligram Shila is. So if you have a very strong desire to worship Shaligram, very beautiful that desire is, talk to your authority, talk to your spiritual master, you can access, take guidance from them, because that's very important. Because they will tell you, okay, you worship the Shaligram. Among Shaligram also, there are many varieties, right? There are some Shaligram varieties which are very, very tough. Narsingha Shaligram comes, and if you don't worship them, then it's disastrous sometimes. And some Shaligram Shilas are, because all Shaligram Shilas are of different incarnations of the Lord, right? So Shaligram Shila is a very specific. I've seen that sometimes spiritual master does give Shaligram Shila to some of his disciples to worship. So there are also instances of spiritual masters encouraging devotees to worship Shaligram. So it's a person one-to-one basis. You have to talk to your connected authority or your spiritual master if you're directly connected with him. Then seek his permission and also ask him which Shaligram Shila you should take and also what way you should offer worship to the Shaligram Shila. And if you can work on these three things, then nothing wrong. You can go ahead and worship Shaligram. But you need to work on these three things. Just take Shaligram Shila is not a commodity that you just go in the market. Oh, I went to Vrindavan. I had not planned, but I saw a beautiful t-shirt. I bought it.
No.
Of course, because a t-shirt is good, you can buy it. You may not wear it also. But Shaligram Shila, as soon as it comes to your home, you have to worship. So how to worship and the way you worship, you know, the patrata, the adhikara of worship will come from one's Shiksha Guru or Diksha. So then this is what I heard. So this is what I can tell you about this.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. The Shila, different Shila about that, Prabhuji. Mataji was telling it is Gopal Shaligram. It is round. Round. Yeah. Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you very much for guiding. I will a little bit work out. Even though, like, because I have heard the brahmanas can only do worship because it should come by tradition or else brahmana. So I am not brahmana or tradition wise. I don't have at my mom's place. They have, but I don't have.
There is two parampara in that. Tradition means then your father, your forefather, they got it from their guru in parampara. It's coming to you. So that's a parampara. That's called as family parampara. But other parampara is Guru Shishya parampara. Then if it doesn't, Guru Shishya means Shishya has to get from Guru, right? Not directly from other Shishya. It's not Shishya Shishya parampara. It is not exchanging of some, I got a beautiful wheat bag, you keep it, you know. Happy birthday to you. So Shaligram Shila has to Guru Shishya parampara. So if you access, now of course nowadays many devotees have Shaligram Shilas. I don't want to, I'm no one in front of all of you to, of any one of them who worshipping, but now there are some set criteria which are mentioned in the book. One should ask spiritual master because Shaligram Shila is very, very the highest worship, direct worship of Krishna in your home. So that is there. So Brahmana has to be there, but before Brahmana, one has to also take permission from Sri Guru.
Okay. Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Baladev Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I don't have a question, but I just wanted to say thank you so very much for the beautiful class. It's always so wonderful when you give class for us. I was so happy to see that you were giving class today because it's perfect. It was perfect for you to do it because it's Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. And whenever you come, you share such nectarian pastimes of Srila Prabhupada with all of us. And like I said, I'm just so grateful that you were here today and you shared what you shared. Because we owe so much to Srila Prabhupada. We're also very fortunate and blessed that he came to the West and brought Krishna consciousness to all of us. I mean, we would be, those of us in the West who are devotees would be nowhere without him. He gave up so much to give us so much, and we must never forget that. So thank you so very much for your service today, Prabhuji. I really appreciate it. Hare Krishna.
I thank all of you for giving me a chance to.
Thank you. Thank you, Mother Tiffany. Beautiful, beautiful comments. Yes, Prabhuji gave a beautiful class. And thank you, Bhakti Prada Mataji. Very beautiful question, actually. Yeah, love is there for Shaligram in your heart. So I think you should talk to your seniors and go ahead. Why not? That's what Krishna wants, our love. Our founder Acharya, Shri
Shyamagurinder. Don't call it founder or something.
For the group, I'm saying.
It happened by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and this Bhakti Sangha Chepa group has, formed, and, everybody got together, all the devotees, and we are doing it every day. It's not because of me, but I am there from beginning, and some are like, they left, but other devotees, they join again, and so many devotees join every day. So thank you so much for joining every day to each and every one of you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the wonderful class, and very nice to be grateful to Srila Prabhupada, and we are so fortunate to being under the umbrella of Govardhan of Srila Prabhupada. Wherever we are in any part of world, we are connected to ISKCON. It's very nice to be a ISKCON devotee because we can help people with somebody come for education, or they go anywhere and they don't find anybody whom they know, but we tell them just go to ISKCON temple and you'll be taken care. So devotees are so nice. Srila Prabhupada has given us teaching that how to take care of devotees, the new devotees, and they come and they feel home. So Srila Prabhupada has built a home, and the whole world can take shelter under that. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Actually, we don't have time, only 10 minutes left. Anybody wants to share their realization about Srila Prabhupada, they can go ahead. Give the offerings to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much. Especially Lalita Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Please send my obeisances of glory to Srila Prabhupada. I have something that you were section about Galabjamins. It brought me back to Montreal, 1974. And we had always Sunday feasts, we had gulab jamuns pretty well. And I think I ate well more than three. In fact, we'd have so much gulab jamun juice. Every night we had Krishna book, hot milk. Most people would put a little gulab jamun juice in with their hot milk. I put a little milk into my gulab jamun juice. So our lives were pretty well ecstatic. We had Krishna everywhere. We did whatever Prabhupada wanted. And everyone was so dedicated. And I'm so fortunate to be in this Bhakti Sangha Japa group because I feel the same family atmosphere and I don't have to change locations. And so this is Srila Prabhupada's mercy on me. And I'm very thankful that I got to listen to you today. Thank you for everything that you said. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.
Yeah, and we thank you, Mataji, for joining every day and giving us your association. You are such a senior devotee, but you are so humble, and you just keep joining as a listener. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for your
thank
time.
Thank you, Mataji. I did not know that there was a proper disciple in this group. Thank you for being here and encouraging us.
Hare Krishna. Thank you,
Lalita Mataji. So true, what Shyamaguri Mataji said. Every morning you are in the class, you and Dinabandhu Prabhu, and seeing you together, it's so blissful just seeing you together. What to have association and listening from you, you devotees. So that's so amazing. Thank you for your association, Mataji. Thank you so much. We are all very grateful to you, Mataji. Please keep joining us, Lalita Mataji and Dinabandhu Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Our Sukhakara Krishna Prabhu is online. Live.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol, Hare Bol.
Actually, I was in Vrindavan till yesterday. And I come back and my mother has been declared from the hospital. She was in the hospital. So I could not join. Otherwise, Baladev Prabhu's class I attended last time also. So I had a very blissful, I had a dip in the Radha Kund 3 times. What I find very, very blissful. I prayed for everyone in Japa Sangha, everybody. That everyone should get the Radha Bhav. Then I was with Japtak Maharaj. We had about 25 initiations in Vrindavan. So again, Guru Maharaj has called me to Jagannath Puri next month. So I'm going to Jagannath Puri and Mayapur on the 12th next month. I want your blessings that every month I keep going to one place and be with all devotees. One day I will come to Japa Sangha also to US one day. So I will have to hear the recording. I didn't hear the, because I was busy with my mother. So
yeah, that's okay. Thank you so much.
This Japa Sangha is a fantastic group. I was missing, but in Vrindavan I could not get Wi-Fi and all, and so I could not hear. But I miss Chidabhi Jaunga Bhakti Japa Sangh. I cannot leave. Oh, Mera Jaan, Mera Swas, Mera Dharkan Ho Gaya Abhi. It has become like that.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Prabhu, thank you for your comments, Prabhu. So beautiful. Prabhu has to leave for another commitment. Baldev Prabhu has to leave.
Yeah.
So, dear devotees, let us pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Let us thank him for coming on the call. Thank you, Prabhu. Very beautiful class, Prabhu. Please come and join us again, Prabhu, sometime and enlighten us, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Dear devotees, let us pay our obeisances. Vancha kalaptaru bhasha asantu bhaye vacha anana bhavana namo namah
mantra shrimad bhagavatam jai gaur founder acharya divine grace shila prabhupad ji ki jai prabhu ji
jai
thank you so much prabhu ji beautiful
prabhu ji
thank you prabhu ji